Hi, this is Michel from Sindre.nl, and you're listening to the Electroland Special.
Velkommen til Electroland Special. Mit navn er Bjørn Ebbesen, og du lytter altså den her gang til, eller du skal komme til at lytte til i hvert fald Sindre.nl. Og det er jo hollandsk, og det kan man næsten høre navnet. Og Sindre.nl har udgivet to albums indtil videre. Det første hed Aerodynamics, og det næste hed Atmosphere. De er begge to på det pladselskab, som hedder Groove Unlimited, ligeledes bosat i Holland. Og manden bag det her projekt, han hedder Michel van Osenbruggen. Og han er med om et øjeblik her efter det første nummer, som jeg vil spille. Og det nummer, det hedder Stratosphere. Mit navn, det er Bjørn Jeppesen. Jeg er din vært her i programmet. Og det er de næste cirka 30 minutter. Så jeg vil sige velkommen til en ny udgave af Electron Special. Altså den her gang med SynthNL. Hello, Michel.
Hi, Bjørn.
Welcome to Electroland Special.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me on the show.
Could you tell us a little bit about yourself, how you started as a musician?
Well, I started out actually collecting synthesizers. I did that for a long time. I think I started in 1990 or so. But I only started making music by the end of 2005. And well, basically that was because I was at home with a burnout. I worked a bit too much. And this making music turned out to be a good way for me to, well, to relax and to, well, just come to my senses.
And you recorded some tracks or just some small ideas?
Yeah, well, I always had some ideas, and I travel a lot around with a mobile recorder, so I recorded a lot of sounds, and I'm very fond of race cars, and I had a lot of recordings about that kind of thing. And the first idea I had was to do something with that, and that's where the idea came from, for the Aerodynamics album. And I used some race sounds, and well, before I knew it, I had some tracks, and then I decided to make an album.
So this is what we could call a concept album.
Yeah. Well, I like, the way that came about. It's for me, every recording has a story. I mean, I know exactly where I took those samples, and I always have a picture in my mind. And I started fiddling around with the idea to make one item, the whole idea for the CD. And I think it's nice. I hear a lot of feedback from people also that they like the fact that I describe what I have in mind when I make the track, and it's a bit learning as well for a lot of people. So and I did the same thing with my second album. So
And what's that all about, the second album? Could you tell us a little
Well,
about
that's well, the first one is obviously about aerodynamics, and very related to aerodynamics is flying. And I used to work for a company, and my boss there flew on light aircrafts and later helicopters as well. And he took me along a lot of times. And there I learned a lot about the weather, so the cloud formations and all different weather phenomena on different altitudes. And well, that kind of fascinated me as well. And I also had a lot of recordings from rain, thunderstorms, and all these kinds of things. And there came the idea about to make an album about the Earth's atmosphere, actually. So the different layers of air and all the weather phenomena in there. And it was kind of related to aerodynamics, actually, because it's also about cars, but also about planes. So it was a logical step for me.
now you're contracted at Groove Unlimited, the Dutch label. How did that come to?
That was quite coincidental, actually. I was playing around with the idea to make an album, and I was actually looking at in the beginning to release the CD myself, but. Obviously, I found out that it's quite costly to let it do the mastering somewhere and the remixing and also the production. So I was put the idea a bit aside and then I organized a synthesizer meeting in the Netherlands together with a friend. We both on a forum called synthforum.nl. And once or twice a year there's a meeting, and I decided since I was new, it's a good idea to organize such a thing because it's a good way to meet people. And at this meeting, I met Ron Boots from Groove Unlimited, and I talked a bit about him, about music, and that I was playing around with the idea to release an album, but didn't really go further into that. And then later, I bought a synthesizer, and it turned out to be from Ron, but I didn't realize that at first. And I picked it up in his studio, and then we talked a bit more about the album. And Ron was quite interested, and he asked me if I had some music with me, but actually I didn't. But I always have everything online, so I downloaded some tracks, and Ron heard them, and he was quite enthusiastic, and he offered me right away actually to release the album and sign me on the label, and I was quite honored, and we had an agreement for that very quickly, and I'm still very happy with that, and
and so you have also released your new album now.
I'm very happy. Ron did a lot of work for me as well on the first album. When I started out, I had no idea how to mix a track or anything. And I must say, in the second album, I did a lot more myself, the mixing. But Ron did the mastering again. I'm quite happy with Groove. I think they have a very, very nice label with good artists. And they're quite well known. I like the guys as well. And that's for me also very important. I need to have a good relationship with the people that I work with. So, And especially Ron is very very supportive, and I can get along very well with him. So.
And now, obviously, you have a lot of fans after two very good albums, I think.
Yeah, I'm still a bit amazed about that myself, because I didn't expect there would be a market for this kind of music anymore. I think it was quite popular in the 80s, but obviously there are still a lot of people out there that like traditional synthesizer music, and I try to make it a bit more modern and with some influences from other styles, but the response is overwhelming, and I'm very happy with that. Yeah, that's very motivating as well to go on, of course.
Yeah, but these fans will probably also ask if you could go and give any concerts. What would you answer them?
Yeah, I get that question a lot, but it's actually not something that really attracts to me. I'm a bit shy actually, and I'm not really somebody that likes to be in the middle of all the attention. And I think performing on stage would not really be a good idea, because I would probably die of stress, and that's not good for the audience, I think. So I'm actually not really comfortable with that idea. So I like to work in my studio alone, and even when somebody walks in, and even if it is my wife or my kids, I usually stop playing, because I need to be alone to do that, to really get into that mood. So I'm afraid that I have to disappoint people on that point, but I hope they can enjoy the stuff that I release on my album. So thank you.
Now, earlier you told me about your collecting synthesizers as well. Mm-hmm. Is it right that you've just set up a new studio, a brand new
one?
Yeah,
that's correct. I'm actually sitting right in it at the moment.
And tell us a little bit about it.
I have quite a large collection, and if people like to see that, they obviously can look at my website, because there's some pictures and a list with all the equipment that I have. But I used to have a studio in my house upstairs, but it just didn't really fit anymore, and also the acoustics were quite bad in that room. So we started looking for another way to make the studio, and there was no other room in the house that was suitable for that. So we decided to basically dig a big hole in the garden and build a basement in there. So I'm at this moment actually sitting under the ground with my studio. So.
And the website is very easy to remember, because it's the same as the name, the artist name.
Obviously it was for a reason. I hope that people could remember that easy then. And it's just www.synth.nl. And I think that people know right away that it has something to do with synthesizers, and that I'm obviously from the Netherlands. So.
That's very easy to remember, I think. And do you have a lot of photos?
Yeah, I know that there's a lot of people out there that just like me synthesizers and gear, and I like to look at pictures of other studios as well. So I try to keep it really up to date with new pictures and stuff. And also on my blog, we started building the new studio, I think, about half a year ago. And my blog is a complete story with all the steps we took from the first pole in the ground until I'm actually not really finished yet, but and I know a lot of people follow that, and I would like to see that from other people, so why not put it on the internet myself?
And that blog can be the link to the blog can be found on your website as well.
Yeah, there's just a button on top called blog, and then there's really a lot of information on there. So if people like to see how this studio was built, just go back in history and you can see the whole process. And I also try to keep track about all the other things I did. I just wrote a little article about the new album I'm working on, and I did some sampling and inspiration already for that, and the name is already presented on the blog. So if you like to keep up to date, it's the best place to look, I think.
So for those not that's not very usual today, but those not having the internet, perhaps you could reveal a little bit about the next thing, or what you would call a new album, forthcoming album.
Well, I'm actually working on three projects at the moment, but I just came back from holiday, and we spent time on a boat, and I was working on an album about the Earth's oceans. And I decided after this holiday, I'm actually so inspired at this moment that this is the project that I will be going to finish first. This album will be called Oceanography, and it will be about the Earth's oceans, but also the creatures living in it. So it will be also about whales and dolphins, I think it's it will be another concept album, and it will be a good follow-up, I think, to Atmosphere. So if people liked that, I hope that they will like this one even better. So.
And is it right that the new album Atmosphere is a bit dark, or is it just me that?
Aerodynamics was quite a happy album, I think. It was a bit more dancey, and I think you're right that Atmosphere is a bit darker but also a bit more melodious, I think. I think it's what I hear a lot from people is that it's a bit more mature, but that's of course for the people to decide.
If you should collaborate with someone, musician or someone else, perhaps a vocalist, do you fancy something like that? Or?
Oh well, I actually did one collaboration on my Atmosphere album with a good friend of mine called Hans. We made the Nimbus Stratus track we made together. Actually, he played some of the leads on that. And well, I must say it's for me it's difficult because I'm quite stubborn and I'm not. I think I'm not an easy person to work with because I really have my own ideas. And but well, I actually enjoyed this process because the end result is a bit different than what I would have made on my own, and I'm still very satisfied with it. So. Yes, I'm thinking about doing more collaborations, and it's just quite difficult to do it over the internet. So in that case, it would be nice to sit with somebody together, and there are some artists that if they would ask, I would say yes, I guess, but I'm not looking for it myself. Let's say in that way.
Okay, but who could that be? Those artists.
There's one artist that I would drop everything for and step in my car and drive to him right away. That would be Jean-Michel Jarre, of course. It's still my big example. but also, well, I think, well, on the Groove label, there are some artists that I would really like to work with. So,
Yeah. And I was going to think you told about... some new projects, but mm-hmm. you actually only revealed a little bit about the new album. But you had some other projects as well.
Yeah, correct. Besides the Oceanography project, I'm also working on a project called the Classical Project, and for that I am doing some. Well, it's not my own stuff, but it's synth.nl versions of classical themes. From famous composers like Vivaldi and Beethoven and it's actually a project I did to learn about how these compositions were formed, and I put some of these tracks online and it seems that people liked the idea a lot and kept asking me for an album to release this music on. And so I decided that I will do that, but I'm just not sure yet when. And I'm also working on another project, and that will be called the Apollo Project, and that will be about the NASA space missions that went to the moon. I was born in 1969 myself, and that's, well, maybe you know the year that Neil Armstrong set foot on the moon, and so I always felt very connected to that event. And I'm trying to do an album with that concept as well. So that's three projects I'm working at the moment. But of course I can only finish one. And I decided now to go for the Oceanography project, and the rest will follow after that. So but they will come for sure. Yeah.
Så der vil være slut på udsendelsen her, Electroland Special med SynthNL. Så det er altså 3xw.synthsynth.nl, altså SYNTH, som det staves. Det ved du måske allerede. Så behøver jeg jo ikke rode mere i det. Mit navn er Bjørn Jeppesen, og jeg sad som din vært her i de sidste næsten 30 minutter. Nu har vi mest hørt musik fra det seneste SynthNL-album. Atmosphere hedder det, men jeg tænkte, vi lige skulle snuppe et her fra hans første album, Aerodynamics. Det er simpelthen titelnummeret, vi får. Hvis du godt kunne lide mere af det her musik, så er det altså ind på hans egen hjemmeside, eller ind på www.groove.nl. Og de har også masser af andet godt musik. De har jo en hel shop derinde, også musik, der ikke er udgivet af dem selv. Så der kan man finde alt muligt elektronisk. Og med disse ord, så siger jeg tak for denne gang, og på genhør meget snart igen i en ny omgang af Electroland.